The Self-Helpful Podcast is brought to you by Ziglar, your premier source for equipping coaches to help leaders and top performers excel professionally and personally. Visit Ziglar.com and let them inspire your true coaching performance.
Welcome to the Ziglar Inspire Podcast. Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay, hoping you're having a terrific day. Today, Zig lists the reasons that people don't have a complete goals program and then helps us know how to overcome those reasons. The first reason is fear. Let's listen to what Zig has to say about fear.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes. From coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are four reasons why 97% of all the people in our society do not have a goals program. And that first reason is fear. Now, fear is an acrostic for false evidence appearing real. Now, everybody has goals. For example, everybody here today had a goal of being here today. Either that or your mom or your dad or your boss or your mate had that goal for you and you went along with the idea. But a heroin addict also has a goal. An alcoholic has a goal. But I want to look at a goals program because that is so enormously important. When I say false evidence appearing real, what do I mean? A young Cuban hijacked a plane to Cuba with a bar of soap. That's all he had. He put the bar of soap in a box, said to the captain, "It's a bomb, let's go to Cuba." They went to Cuba. I could literally take a handkerchief and rob a bank or financial institution. All I'd have to do is put the handkerchief over my face, put my hand in my pocket, make like I had a gun in there and say, "Give me your money." The evidence would be false, it would appear real, and consequently, the bank would be robbed. Might get shot on the way out, but I would be successful in at least frightening the individual I was dealing with in virtually every case. Well, what I mean when I say false evidence appearing real, a lot of times we're given information as youngsters, which is absolutely erroneous, about ourselves. We buy into that idea, and we carry that with us in many cases for the rest of our life. That's the reason I say we need to understand repeatedly that failure is an event. It is not a person. Yesterday really did end last night. Today is a brand new day and it's yours. Regardless of what happened yesterday, you do not need to let that control to what you're doing today. Now, this goes right back to the fact that I've been talking about the image, the picture you have of yourself, and every session that we've had, and every session I will ever have, every book I'll ever write, every recording I'll ever make, will make some reference to the fact that that picture, that image you have of yourself, is a determining factor in your attitude and everything else that you do. A lot of times we accumulate that false evidence. For example, it's dangerous to fly airplanes. That was again demonstrated just this week when a near tragedy took place right here at DFW. That airplane, as some of you noticed, you looked at it, it was in pretty bad shape after that landing. It's dangerous to fly, but it's more dangerous for the airplane to fly. Because I'll tell you, when those suckers come down from 30,000 feet up, the trade-in value on them about ain't hardly nothing. I mean, you can't swap those dudes in at all. It is more dangerous, however, for the plane to stay on the ground. Experts will tell you that that plane will rust out faster sitting on the runway than it will wear out flying in the heavens. That's what airplanes are built for. It's dangerous for a ship to leave the harbor. It might not get back. But it is more dangerous for it to stay in the harbor. The experts again say that it will collect barnacles and deteriorate faster riding at anchor than it will sail in the high seas, and that's what ships are built for. It is dangerous for you to set goals. You might not get there. Now you're going to be embarrassed in front of your friends. But it is infinitely more dangerous not to set the goal. It's dangerous for a farmer to plant crops. We all know that. Suppose it rains too much or not enough. Suppose it gets too cold or not cold enough. Suppose it's too hot or not hot enough. It's dangerous to plant those crops. But I think you'll agree that it is infinitely more dangerous for them not to plant the crops. In other words, it is more dangerous not to set goals than it is to set those goals. I love the way Harry Emerson Fosdick said it. No steam or gas ever drives anything until it is confined. No Niagara is ever turned into light and power until it is tunneled. No life ever grows until it is focused, dedicated, and disciplined. I absolutely love what Wayne Gretzky, the superstar of hockey, said. It is provable beyond any doubt that you will miss 100% of all the shots you never take. A lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, who fail not because they don't have the ability, but because they don't recognize that ability and make the effort to be the success they're capable of being. Again, Dr. Joyce Brothers has this to say. She says that the picture you have of yourself, your image, determines the job you seek or profession, the person you marry, the habits you acquire, the way you look and dress, and it influences your very moral conduct. She says you cannot consistently perform in a manner which is inconsistent with the way you see yourself. There are a lot of people who see themselves as $20,000 a year earners or $30,000 a year earners or whatever, and when they get there, they can't see beyond that. In golf, we've seen it happen so many times, a 20 handicapper, that means he's shooting in the low 90s or in the 90s, gets out there and he pars the first hole, he pars the second hole, he birdies the third hole, he pars the fourth hole, and at the end of four holes, there he is, one under par, a 20 handicapper. And he starts saying to everybody, I can't believe this, man, I can't believe this. Here I am, one under par after four. Normally, I am about eight over par at this point, and here I am, one under par. And guess what happens on the very next hole? That's right, a triple bogey. And he plays to his or her handicap. Why? Because he or she sees themselves in that particular light. You change the picture and you will change the performance. The second reason 97% of the people do not have goals then is because of a poor self-image. Change the picture, as I said, you change the performance. Again, you got to be before you can do, and you got to do before you can have. In the February 1993 Teachers in Focus publication, Dwayne Crum, who's the executive director of the American Institute for Team AIDS, says this about your conduct concerning your self-image. The foundation for teens to say no to sex is a healthy self-image. Such an important point. Last February, that's in 1992, Educational Communications Incorporated released the results of an HIV AIDS knowledge and action survey of the high achieving students listed in Who's Who Among American High School Students. 3 out of 4, that's 75% of the high school seniors said we are virgins. You see, so many people say everybody's doing it. Well, everybody might be doing it in the media, but not out there in real life. They went ahead to say it can be summed up in one sentence. Those who say no to sex, I value my own future enough to take steps to protect it. And self-image, important in every phase of life. The problem of discrimination also dissipates when students believe in themselves. Kids who feel valued are less apt to prove themselves by discriminating against others and may be motivated to assist those who are different. As the California Task Force to Promote Self-Esteem said, in toward a state of self-esteem, persons with healthy self-esteem choose to serve others out of their sense of personal fullness and their joy of being alive. In the process of serving, they deepen and reinforce their own self-esteem. The majority, and this is something that to me is really important, the majority of teens in America are virgins. Every national survey disproves the notion everybody is doing it. Now, why not put that information in there so strongly and on a number of different occasions? We can do something, ladies and gentlemen, about many of our problems, and it centers around a realistic picture of who we are and what we are capable of doing. That self-image is important.
Wow, that was packed with good things to remember. Here are a few ideas I wrote down. Fear stands for false evidence, appearing real, meaning that what I worry about isn't always the reality of the situation. And the phrase, change the picture and you'll change the performance, is a great thing to help me remember that working on my own picture I have of myself will help me to achieve my goals. I also wrote down, you have to be before you can do, and do before you can have. I also hope you got a lot out of today's podcast. Until next week, I'm Blake Lindsay, encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziggler.
Ziggler.
Inspiring true performance.